but that could be some later topics in terms of, you know, with how that would look. But so, I don't know.
I think that this topic of spiritual gifts has always been really sensitive to me. It's extremely important because whenever I hear the conversation being had, the key ingredient, the main show of what the spiritual gifts is all about, being the Holy Spirit, is not really talked about. Hmm. And so I think that to talk about the spiritual gifts, we really need to start and end the discussion talking about the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. Because what we see here in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12, Pastor Aaron read it, 12:11, all these are empowered by one and the same Spirit who apportions to each one individually as he wills. Mm-hmm. So we have to, I think that there are a lot of times people, what I've seen, get split up and you get denominations happen when you completely try to get around the fact that, wait a second, all of this is coming from the Spirit, it's the work of the Spirit, and it's the Spirit through you who's doing this stuff. Mm-hmm. So I say that because when I get in a conversation with somebody, they tell me, and you know what, the gift of prophecy is better than this and that, and I'm mm-hmm. like, boy, so you're saying the work of the Spirit, this work of the Spirit is greater than this work of the Spirit? How are we splitting that? And then the other thing I think that gets missed out is what he says right at the end of this chapter. He says, well, I will show you a superior way. And he goes into talking about love, whole chapter 13, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. to help us understand mm-hmm. spiritual mm-hmm. gifts or not. This is something that all of us are to operate in.
Right.
Is this love thing.
Right.
So I think...
And further, just to add to that, further, the gift without the love is nothing.
It's nothing.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
So if you got the gift, so what
so
if you
what?
Don't have love?
Amen. Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's how I want to at least start us off, like to frame that conversation, because we can get so either us focused or gift focused and completely miss the point mm-hmm. of who it's coming from. What work are we doing in the first place? Right. How united we are? I mean, the whole context mm-hmm. of both this passage, the passage in Ephesians. The mm-hmm. passage in Ephesians 4, came after multiple chapters of him talking about how we are one in Christ. Mm-hmm. How, you know, like just this unity thing. And then he goes into the spiritual gifts.
Right.
So I think that for me, like even before we go into the specifics, which I do think it's important that we understand and unpack all of that mm-hmm. stuff. But brother, man, I think for me that's the context I wanna mm-hmm. I wanna come at it with. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think something just as well to discuss before we do that is if we're talking about the Holy Spirit, which what you're saying is the Holy Spirit is foundational. Let's deal with where it's coming from, basically, right? So then if we think about who it's coming from, which is the Holy Spirit, if we look back to what Jesus said the Holy Spirit would do, he's going to glorify me.
Amen.
He's going to tell you what I said. He's going to point you to me. Yep. And so if you look at 1 Corinthians 12, he says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols. Mm-hmm. Now, why does he preface all this talk about gifts with dumb idols? Because the dumb idols is what they worship before they learn to worship the Lord Jesus mm-hmm. Christ. And so he basically prefacing this with, like, you can get into these gifts and they will become dumb idols.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you will not be focused on Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. So you need to understand that first, these gifts are operating by the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. which we've already been taught would glorify not a dumb idol, but the Lord Jesus Christ.
And that, thinking about that, that's also an indication as to whether or not if this is the Holy Spirit. If it's not glorifying Jesus, if it's not pointing back to the work of Christ, is mm-hmm. it really the Spirit?
And it forces me to deal with where my heart is. Because some people, not recognizing that ultimately they're worshiping a dumb idol, are finding their identity in a gift mm-hmm. rather than in Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And that's how you know you're worshiping a dumb idol. And there could be no dumber idol than me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the dumb. That's as dumb as you can get, is to mm-hmm. feel so good about yourself because of a gift mm-hmm. rather than the one who gave it to you.
And I think that the Corinthians and Romans and Ephesians having the same issues that we have in today with those gifts.
Oh, you're talking
because they
about
put themselves
the people he's writing to.
Because they put one above the other, you know, they were proud. I could speak in tongues, and right. Look at me,
right?
You know, and when people would come in, you know, going like, "What is he saying?" You know, So we're having the same problems today in the church today.
And people saying they got the Spirit, they got these gifts, they got this anointing, but then in chapter 13 is where he says, "Well, let me tell y'all,
right?
This Spirit,
right,
that." Supposedly gave you that gift, ultimately sheds abroad in your heart mm-hmm. the love of God.
The love of God.
And without that love operating, your gift is nothing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a dumb idol.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tinkling cymbal.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, and so I think that, and this is conversation, so we're not trying to be, but I think that that's when you recognize, like, when people who do have gifts, they're not looking to make their gift known or seen. And the real thing is God speaking right now to tell me to use this gift? Are you walking around trying to flaunt? Well, God gave me the gift of, okay, if that's so important to you, and not that God gave his son
mm-hmm.
to die for lost people, what's more important? Glorify Jesus or to glorify your gift? What are you more focused on? You know what I'm saying? And so, and this is what I believe, like, this chapter 12 and 13 is kind of like bringing out, like, the Holy Spirit is not running around talking about gifts. The Holy Spirit is running around talking about Jesus.
Well, gifts to the Holy Spirit is tools that he's using mm-hmm. for greater work.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what Paul is touching a chord on is very briefly what Jesus himself said in Matthew 7, which he says, "Did we not prophesy in your name? Did mm-hmm. we not teach mm-hmm. in your name?"
Mm-hmm.
He lists a couple of different gifts where Jesus' response gives us an indication of where his heart is at. He's like, "Dang, nothing. It's a dumb idol.
You was into the prophecy.
Right.
And the casting out of devils and all that.
Right.
But you don't know me."
Right. But you don't know me. Right. It's like, where's the emphasis? Is mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
So you're saying there's a lifestyle that should follow or accompany the gift.
Yeah, and a very intimate lifestyle. So I think that, it's a lifestyle, that's true. But I think you can have what appears to be a genuine lifestyle and what is a genuine lifestyle. You can do a good work for the wrong reason. You know what I'm saying? And so that is up to every man in his own heart to deal with that. That's why I say what it forces me to do is, if I'm thinking about that, the spirit that gives me the gift ultimately has one goal, and that is not to glorify a gift. It's to glorify the King, right?
Yeah.
So it forces me in this situation to deal with, who do I want glorified? Do I want Jesus glorified? Or do I want to get the glory because I got a gift?
Yeah, I think, and Sister Marissa, I'm curious to see what you're saying.
Yes.
Just coming from that prayer, that, because there's nothing like being in the Spirit when you're praying. And I think the question I ask is, because what's coming up here is fruitfulness. And I want to know what you, Sister, think. What does fruitfulness mean? Because what you're saying, I look at that as, that's what it means to be truly fruitful. But looking at what you had just said, it's like, okay, you can do the right thing for the wrong reasons, and somebody can get somebody can benefit for that right thing that you did,
mm-hmm.
but is that fruitful? And it's a legitimate question because we can caught up on, like, you know, so I don't know.
So devils got cast out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
And somebody benefited from that, right?
Right.
And what I wrote down in this conversation is, if the fruit of the Spirit does not glorify Jesus, then what are you doing? And I think, personally, it's the total humbling, the total, mm-hmm. that we are nothing. We are absolutely nothing without Christ.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit that He gave us in His, you know, in His replacement until we meet Him again. And I think that, you know, we all know how pride and arrogance, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. all of that. And it goes back to, I think if our spirits are completely humble, then the Lord and the Holy Spirit can help us with the love thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, like it says many times, and what I was thinking as we're looking, and as you're pointing out these scriptures, every one of them, the little bit prior to that, is about unity.
Yeah.
As where he addresses the unity first,
true.
And then mm-hmm. the Spirit. And yeah.
That's true.
Amen.
I think that humbling thing is huge, because I think that, because I look, because that's a struggle, because it's like, okay, how do I just keep in with that individual doing the right thing for the wrong reason? Doing the wrong thing for the right reasons. And it's like, what does that produce? And I can see on one hand someone who's doing the right thing for the wrong reasons or vice versa, but they go back to an orientation of humility, how God can use that and that becomes fruitful, as opposed to the same thing but completely private. There's no humility.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for me to see that being, I guess I'm using the word truly fruitful. Like, so even demons get cast out, Jesus talked about demons come back. So I don't know what does truly fruitful mean. And I think you're right about that, the fruit of the Spirit, where it's like, you got fruitful, you got truly fruitful. It's like, okay, if I'm preaching a gospel and I have two kids come up to me and say, hey, I really love your message, but I'm living a foul lifestyle. Am I really being fruitful? I don't know that I am.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't put that much pressure on myself as how to respond to it, but I mean, when I think about just loving Jesus as the, because these are the common phrases you hear today as it relates to gifts. You need to walk in your gift. You need to operate in your gift, right? But I think the apostle said, "In Him we live,
and move, and have our being."
Mm-hmm. Not in the gift,
right?
And so you have people build their whole life up on a gift, and I beg the question: Would Jesus come back and say, "Really? Your ministry is built up around the gift that I gave you and not me"? It's like, no.
Yeah.
And in response to what you said too, the humble versus pride, if God gave us the gifts of the Holy Spirit for edification of the church, I believe that is also for our growth and our edification in our relationship with Jesus Christ. If I am doing the right thing for the wrong reason, if I'm doing the right thing for me, and somebody gets healed, yes, the Lord gets the glory, but where is my growth in using and sharing the gift?
Now,
amen.
Yeah, what about the role of the Holy Spirit in terms of the question you just asked me, what do you benefit in terms of your growth? Do you think the Holy Spirit will work with you and move on you to correct that, or to help you, or to guide you, to lead you, so that you could be more fruitful or more humble? Or
I believe if we seek that, I believe if you know, there's things that I don't understand. There's things that I don't know. I know kind of got a big picture of what God wants of me, but the details I don't know. Mm-hmm. And instead of my coming to my own assumptions, I just continue to put it back in his lap. And I will not move until you show me, till I know. And I think it would be the same thing, you know, with the gifts that, and with my relationship with the Holy Spirit is, if I am weak in any aspect of our relationship, teach me. Teach me how to love you more. Teach me how to love the way Christ tells us to love, because I am very deficit in that, because of, I think it's, again, our humanness that keeps getting in the way. Mm-hmm. And like what Paul talks about, you know, our spirit, you do what you don't want to do and don't do what you know, that we're constantly. And I think being aware of that for myself has been the most meaningful and most, for myself to see growth in my relationship with Jesus Christ, is being aware of my deficits, but being able to ask to be shown it. You know, show me where I'm failing. Help me, you know, help me to see what you want me to see. Help me to see me through your eyes is my constant prayer, because I never believed in myself that I was worth it, any of that. So for myself, the thing that the Lord and the Holy Spirit is working with me is continuing, due to rebellion, it's like I have to, almost everything, Dan, the Lord calls me to hand it over, to give it up, you know.